Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is March 8th, 2012. This is audio boo number 149. Hey, I'm going to talk about the Apple iPad today. Afghanistan, Greece, labor, Peyton Manning, Mitt Romney. That kind of stuff and the market. Let's start with the Apple iPad because that was the big event yesterday, you know. I'm at work and I had meetings all morning long. And all I want to do is go listen to the iPad stuff. I mean, I'm not really an Apple fanboy. As you know, I have an Android tablet. But it's always something I want to keep up on because, I mean, it's kind of like a big event. You know, the new Android devices seem to come out like every other day, but Apple just does it once a year. Anyway, so the new tablet looks pretty nice, right? It's going to have a better resolution, a better chip. I'm surprised they didn't upgrade the camera a little bit from the 5 megapixel. Although, you know, how great of a camera do you need? Is there a huge difference once you get beyond 5 megapixels? I don't know. Probably not for just uploading pictures to Facebook and doing that kind of thing. And it does have HD video, so I don't know. But anyways, looks to be about the same. Have a great battery life. Oh, and the 4G radio. That's what I really wanted. Man, I would have been disappointed if they didn't come out with that. I'm undecided if I'm going to buy one. Regarding my Android tablet, I have bad news is that somebody stole it. So I'm on an iPad Gen 1 right now, and it crashes all the time. I guess the memory is not enough. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm thinking about getting a new tablet. And, you know, the nice thing about Apple products is that they just work compared to the wild, wild west of Android where, the apps aren't as robust. And even though it's more like having a netbook. I figure like an Android tablet, it's like it does things okay. It's not bad, nothing wrong with it. But iPad just seems to be kind of the gold standard, even though the technology may not be as great in the iPad as it is in the Android devices. You know, the lesser camera, no ports, right? There's no USB port or SD cards or nothing like that. And you can get that in Android tablets. But how much of that stuff do you really use? I mean, I had my Android tablet for 2 months before it got stolen, and I mean, I don't think I used my SD card at all. And I think I plugged a couple things in the USB drive once or twice, but that was it. So anyways, Apple iPad, you could pre-order it. I went on site and you could pre-order it up to, and it'll be delivered on March 16th, or you could buy it March 16th. I won't be in town March 16th. It'll be the first weekend of March Madness, so I'll be watching basketball games at the sports bar. But otherwise, I'd go ahead and go get one, but I guess I'll have to wait if I'm going to do it. There's some news today. Apple ebook price collusion? ? You know, Apple ebooks, they're expensive, right? I mean, you think of a digital copy of an ebook would be relatively cheap or cheaper than hardback. There's no storage. There's no stores. Anyways, they're not. They're cheaper, but they're still kind of pricey, right? Plus, there's no shareability. You can't just loan it to a friend. So I do buy ebooks. I don't buy that many of them, but and no books, none of my friends would want to read them anyways. You know, I'm reading Todd Harrison's book right now. I can't even remember what it was called, but about halfway through Toto's book. It's actually pretty good if you like autobiographies about Wall Street guys. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know what Apple's doing, but their prices seem to be higher than anybody else's. And since I've had multiple electronic devices, I don't buy stuff from iBooks anymore. I tend just to buy from Kindle because you can read it anywhere, right? Any device works. Did you see that consumer borrowing was up at an 8.6% annual rate? That's why my little personal indicator, the Cheesecake Factory and BJ's, that's why they're so crowded. People are charging their dinners. Oh, really? That really reflects, I think, the fact that folks are more optimistic about the economy. So they're willing to go out and borrow, spend more money. Plus, they got a little bit extra money in their wallets because of the payroll tax cut, at least for a year. So it's good news, right? Looks like there's going to be a Greece debt swap deal. It's looking good, at least from what I'm watching here on Bloomberg. Dow's up 47. So looks good. The bondholders are getting screwed, but at least it allays fears for now. And you know, my thought is that, okay, this is the second Greece bailout, and why is this one going to succeed where the other ones didn't? It just seems to me that these guys are going to just deficit spend and then come ask for more money later. I don't know. We'll see, but that's my feeling. Labor costs rising at a 2.8% annual clip, and that's one thing we'll notice as the economy starts to heat up is that be more of a battle for labor. And the unemployment rate's still high, so you think that and the labor participation rate's low. So, you know, those things, you think that there would be some resources, some folks on the sidelines that are able to jump in. The one thing that we have a problem with is skill sets, right? You can't just take a guy, a blue-collar worker, and say, okay, now I want you to be an engineer and design windmills and solar panels or write large IT applications. And, heck, we don't do that anymore anyways. We offshore that to China and India, right? So, I don't know. So it looks like labor costs are rising, but I don't know about the skill sets. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But rising wages, that would mean that real estate would do better because I think real estate gains are largely a factor of rising wages and your ability to make a monthly payment. So if there's pressure on labor and it's reflected in wage growth, then folks are going to have more money to spend on down payments and monthly payments. And there's still a lot of inventory on the market, so that'll have to come down, foreclosures and that sort of thing. But once we see those numbers start to come down, then hey, maybe the market, housing market, will have bottomed, right? We'll see. International news, Afghan Air Force and drugs. So the Afghan Air Force is being accused of using their aircraft to shuttle drugs around. And why are we surprised? That's their culture. I don't know. You feel bad that we go spill our blood over there. And, you know, basically it's just a different culture, a different lifestyle. And, I don't know, it feels kind of hopeless, right? That whole area. Syria, Libya, Iran, Iraq. I don't know, just crazy. Looks like Mitt Romney's off to the races now with delegate counts. I mean, he's still got a ways to go, but I think the momentum for Santorum is going away. Interesting stats from the Super Tuesday elections a couple days ago. Who voted for Mitt Romney? Wealthy, but you knew that, and college graduates. So that's who he's got. Of course, the college graduates tend to be more wealthy than the non-college graduates. I think the Democrats are jumping on the bandwagon that only the wealthy, Mitt Romney's taking all the, look, the people that have the money are voting for Romney. Well, it's the college-educated folks. And those folks, well, they make more, right? They tend to be employed. They tend to have the better jobs. So, of course, they voted for Mitt Romney. Plus, they're more educated on stuff. I mean, they're not going to be swayed by, you know, I think the fiscal conservatives would be more educated and maybe the social conservatives. I mean, they could be well-educated as well, but maybe the larger bulk of those would be in the less educated groups. Not that there's anything wrong with being a social conservative, but you know what I mean, right? Peyton Manning is dumped, right? The Colts dumped him. That's no surprise because $28 million, he would be due today. So I don't think anybody's surprised. Now they're looking at the six teams he may go to. That would be the New York Jets. They got Sanchez, though, right? Seattle Seahawks. Well, Seattle Seahawks quarterback situation is a mess. Tavares Jackson, it's just not going to work. The Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they got Matt Cassel. He's not bad. I mean, he's not Peyton Manning, but, you know, he's serviceable. The Cardinals, they got Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb's not bad, but the Cardinals, I don't know what's wrong with the Cardinals, right? They got Larry Fitzgerald. Maybe they just need more weapons. I don't know if Manning's can help. Miami Dolphins, good offensive line. Let's see, quarterback Chad Henne and who's the guy that stepped in last year, the backup guy from Carolina? You know what I mean. Matt Moore. Actually, Matt Moore did okay. And Miami's got Brandon Marshall tied in. Actually, Miami's got Reggie Bush. Miami's got a little bit some weapons there, right? They did pretty good the last part of the year. I mean, they were competitive. And they lost a lot of games in the fourth quarter at the beginning of the year, with Chad Henne throwing picks, right? Or not throwing at all. Washington Redskins, yeah, they got some work to do. Although they're probably not too bad either. I would say of those teams, if I were him, and I had the choice, there was no, you were just going to go in and start, I think you have a chance to win with the Jets. Of course, it's in the AFC. The AFC's tough, but let's see. The Jets, the Jets and the Dolphins are probably the two best, right? I don't know. Anyways, Wall Street Journal has an article, Windmills versus Birds, in the opinion section, so you know it must be true, because, well, we all have opinions, right? Windmills versus Birds. For years, the wind industry has had a good license, to kill golden eagles and lots of other migratory birds. It's not an official license, mind you. But as the bird carcasses pile up, two more dead golden eagles were recently found at the Pine Tree Wind Project in Southern California's Kern County, bringing the number of eagle carcasses at that site to 8, the wind industry's unofficial license to kill wildlife is finally getting some serious scrutiny. It's kind of funny. So the article goes on about some regulations they're going to do, and it's like, you know, it seems like there's no clean energy, right? I mean, dead birds, that's not a clean energy. That's bodies piling up. I don't think that means we shouldn't do wind energy. Maybe we got to put some wire screens around the windmills or something. I don't know. But that adds to the cost, right? So it's kind of funny. Just kind of funny no matter what we do. I mean, even like solar panels. Speaking of birds, they get covered up with dirt and bird muck and stuff like that. So their efficiency when you first put them out there is at 100%. And then as time goes on and they get dirty with stuff covering them, their efficiency goes down. And, you know, they're a waste. They're hard to dispose of. And then you also got to replace them anyways after a while. So it's expensive. It needs to be subsidized. Solar windmills are probably cheaper. But, you know, they break down. Those wind turbines, they move. Moving parts tend to break. Anyways, hey, that's it. It is still early in the morning, a rare morning audio boo. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.